On this election day, the big question is whether Republicans will take over control of the Senate, a political shakeup with lots of ramifications for what gets done in Washington and how that affects the rest of us. We're watching two key races this morning that could give an early indication of whether the GOP will meet that goal or not. In both North Carolina and New Hampshire, Democratic senators are trying to hang on to their seats and fend off tough challenges from their Republican opponents. We'll check in with New Hampshire in a few moments, but first, NPR's Brian Naylor joins us from a polling place in Greensboro, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is going on there where you are?
Well, it's been a fairly steady stream of voters. I'm at St. John's United Methodist Church in Greensboro, kind of a suburban area. It's near a couple of universities, and so there's some younger voters, but a lot of middle-aged and older voters as well, a lot of African-American voters. And this is important in this race because I think both sides see turnout as really key to their chances of winning.
And what about turnout?
Yeah, it's been good. There's been a really strong get-out-the-vote effort on both sides. Senator Kay Hagan has had Democratic canvassers going out through neighborhoods, knocking on doors. Yesterday, the Republican Tom Tillis, the Speaker of the North Carolina House, was out making a few last-minute campaign stops. And, you know, there's also a third party candidate, a Libertarian named Sean Haugh, who's a pizza delivery man, who's not expected to win, obviously, but depending on how he does, it may well affect the outcome of who ultimately wins this race.
Okay, NPR's Brian Naylor in Greensboro, North Carolina. Thanks.
Thanks, Renee.